Betcha going fishing all the time. Baby going fishing too.
Baby going fishing too.
I like fishing. How about you?
I like fishing. You know, we've never had a lady on our fishing show.
No, not true. Not true. We had Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we put her on the spot one day.
That's
over
right.
At the other studio.
Yep, we did. Okay. Regardless, it's a happy time for you. Rivers are opening, and it's going to be happening. Not that we have much news about rivers being so full of water, but we're gonna.
It'll come down. You know, it'll start looking better. I'm kind of enjoying watching the flush right now.
Exactly.
We really could use it with the just kind of ever present cycling and recycling of stuff through from the fires and just other,
That's what I've been watching. I've been watching the different, debris come down.
Yeah.
Assuming that, water's rising way up at every elevation, basically, dislodging stuff that's been sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't have any relationship to what it did last year. But it seems like there's been periods of a lot of stuff coming down. What's your take on that?
You know, it's been a few years since we got a good hard flow. Maybe a handful of years. I can't remember exactly right now. Things have been kind of just sitting. Well, not sitting. There's been some change. Like last year, we had a significant change with the section that we call the braids between Twisp and Carlton. They became not braided last year. They became one straight run, which is really nice for people trying to get through there. Because it's so ever-changing, though, we haven't really seen fish set up in that section that was braided. We see them above and below it, but that section right there, you hardly even see fish in the ripples and log jams that kind of look real good, but it changes every year, and I guess they just don't get habituated to it.
Yeah, that's why I like to see the debris change spots, just because that's normal, that's natural.
Yep.
I like that stuff. You know, a lot of people may not realize this, and it's not like I have a lot of information, but I used to have a neighbor who was a lot older, and he said that after the war, the Corps of Engineers came in and cleared out, made it,
A bobsled run?
Yeah, but I mean, the thing was to make it safe for houses.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
but,
best intentions.
Yeah, but that turns out to be not great fish habitat.
No.
In fact, that's what we were talking about. He goes, he didn't even fish it anymore there because it was, it was just too washed out of debris.
You'll get some small fish that'll hang in riprap, and some of the larger riprap can attract, but overall, it has an effect of kind of flushing our fish out of the system in the spring. Now we have all these awesome places for them to go and run away from the heavy flow.
Mm-hmm.
And, they can stretch out into these back channels and even into the riparian area next to the river. I mean, I saw this cool video of fish swimming around in the trees, during this event, and there's leaves going blind. Just little little yearlings just scooting around the trees, happy as could be, using the base of trees as structure. So it's nice to see these things opening back up, and we're already seeing the effects of them, and it's just going to keep getting better as far as even our resident trout that we see near these openings and open side channels and cool log jams and stuff like that.
And I know we've got an event coming up. Is it the one on the 3rd or the one on the 10th?
Yeah, the 3rd is the
We can talk about that at the end, but watching the river is the best entertainment, I think.
It is. I think everybody, I hear it, especially at this time of the year.
Yeah.
People are really, they drive to work and they're like, oh my gosh, did you see the river today?
Yeah.
It was awesome. And, and like you're saying, some trees you've been watching for a few seasons just leaning over and you're like, what the heck? How long is that guy going to be able to do that? Well, a bunch of them are not making it through this one.
Yeah.
And they're going to be additional, natural habitat in the river here this summer. I just am interested to see where they turn up, the big Ponderosa down by the Riverbend pullout that's just been precariously pitched there. It fell over, went ahead, and I noticed the eagle had to go and find a different perch because that was the total eagle tree there. So it even changes stuff for the eagles nearby, not just the fish in the water.
Is there an official policy about new trees that fall down?
Yeah, you can't do any cutting within.
You got to let them
be. I think it's 25 yards of the river without a HPA. You'd have to be talking to some folks there with the state over in the OMAC office, and they would be looking into things and seeing if it was okay to do it or what the best way to do it would be. Definitely don't go just hacking out a view for yourself because that's just going to warm up the river. And
even if
might be sketchy things out there. So just call the state folks. strokes if you got a log that's hanging sketchy around your property.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I wasn't asking for that. I mean, I like the fact that it kind of goes back to the natural way.
Oh, yeah.
I realize that that can put some properties in, you know, jeopardy, but still, it's...
Just going to take some forethought into what you buy here, I guess, when you're buying next to the river. Remember, it can be given back to the river at any point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
I know you got fishing tails. But,
We'll be approaching that river again. Watch for it. Man, maybe even hit 20,000. I don't know if it's done peaking yet. It came back down today, but we got a whole week of hot weather coming up, and we got a lot of snow in those mountains. So going to have to get used to fishing the lakes for a little bit. And, you know, they've been fishing pretty good.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. So, and you, I know you've been around. You were, where were you heading the other day?
Oh, man, I've been everywhere, man.
You've been excited.
The other day, I went out with my friends up to Black Pine Lake. Just kind of figured it was going to be a nice enough day. I didn't want to go up there and freeze my bottom off here earlier. And, man, it was hotter than I thought. And we kind of took a little too much time getting up there, I think. We showed up for the tail end of what was obviously the bite. Just like Buck Lake, where I took a client the other day, there was an incredible ant fall happening, big carpenter ants. And so the fish had been feeding, obviously, all morning on these guys. And so we had about 20 minutes of swings at our bugs, and then they all just, like, simultaneously went at about 10 o'clock. Yeah, they're like, it's actually hotter than you think up there.
Yeah, it can be.
That lake is warmer than you'd think. You could totally swim in it right now. And so they start to feel that sun, definitely. I mean, you feel it when you're out there. Yep. And so they just dive down. And they've eaten so much that in a lot of cases, they're just sitting there cruising around until evening. So they're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. And fish love to do that, to conserve when they don't need to eat and just wait for the next opportunity. These, I've noticed with ant falls, it makes fish very ant-centric. I mean, just... It's one of those bugs that will grab their attention, and they want nothing else.
That's good for me because tying an ant is my easiest thing to do.
It's just a black piece of foam, and make it three segments if you can with the biggest.
Oh, I tie them with hackles. They're just little black hackles.
Yeah, a fuzzy black hackle because like that story I told about Oval Lake there when we saw like 300 fish over 25 inches rolling on an ant fall. They wouldn't take anything but what looked like a cluster of 3 to 5 ants. Mm-hmm. So you just never know. Like a big old thing, a big old fuzzy black hackle pile would have been the way to go that day.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that to look to in some of these higher or, you know, midland alpine lakes here, like Buck Lake and Black Pine Lake. Sarah did manage to hook into one that was about 14 inches, and so did my old good old buddy Bob Jadiff. And they were, you know, they were like footballs. They weren't super long, but I looked over and saw Sarah getting towed around by the thing. It was just would not come into her. So I was pretty impressed with that. And I saw a few nice fish take swings at our bugs in the morning. So I know there's last year's crop of what were kind of cookie cutter 15 inchers. Maybe are about the same length, but just total chunks right now.
Yeah,
so
they definitely wintered over well.
Yeah, yeah. That's and there's some little ones in there too. You'll see them in there about six inches long. But you'll definitely know the difference when you see them rise.
Well, you know, it's kind of a nice thing to take advantage of while we're waiting for the river to get
correct. Oh, it's such a beautiful view up there, too. I mean, you can easily just get caught up staring back at Hoodoo and the Buttermilk headwaters and everything there, too, at Scaffold Ridge. It's just a wonderful spot. And then we bopped over to one of my family's secret fishing holes and caught some brook trout in a beautiful little pond nearby there. Man, it would be perfect for a tenkara fishing off the log there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The old family log where many a lunker have come out of.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Most of them, I mean, it's a very small spot. You can't hardly get a cast because of all the bushes behind you, but you wouldn't dare put a flotation device in the pond because it just the ripples of your device would spook everything in there. So it's
small.
Kind of a challenge.
Yeah.
It's pretty small, but it's just a gem.
No, that's kind of what I like, and that's probably why I'm going to try and...
Yeah.
Take up tenkara just because it reminds me of fishing these little streams around Ellensburg and stuff.
It's a classic little brookie pond, and there's a little creek that comes out of it before it meets another bigger one, and I was able to thread this crazy little cast in between, you know, maybe 10 inches of standing grass, and this like 10-inch brookie just goes ba-doo-ba-doo up out of the water after that thing with such vigor. He just knocked the bug away. I didn't get him, but it was just awesome to watch, and those colors are amazing.
Well, that brings up fly tying. I know we've got two events to talk about. Fly tying is going to be at one of them.
Yeah.
You ready to go there yet?
Well, I did want to mention, it is possible that Campbell's open. My buddy flew over in a plane and saw a car sitting in the parking lot the other day. I want to go check that one out. You could go up there, try it with caution. If you run into a lot of water on your way up from Davis Lake, though, be careful.
Okay.
I did want to mention, though, that Black Lake, I know a lot of people are interested in some backcountry. You know, I kind of get some queries about this at this time of the year. Definitely not going to be getting into any of those higher lakes, but Black Lake is always a lot earlier than you'd think. And for the hardy folks, even back there in the Hidden Lakes too. So, you know, those are options. They're both up the Chewook. Look for one on, actually one on 8 Mile and the other is up there at Lake Creek, Black Lake, all the way up at Lake Creek there.
Okay.
I know you could get in there. You'd always do best to take a flotation device and some sinking line. It's a mile long and it's really deep. So the fish could be up or down, but if you have the stuff like some big woolly buggers or, you know, also possibly some stuff for the rainbow and the cutthroat that are kind of attracted to the edges there too. You'll get into something big.
Yeah, good point.
But yeah, for the kiddos and those that are interested in what we were talking about with the re-enhancement projects, we will be doing an event on June 3rd. That's a Saturday, and we'll be down there at the Old Twisp Highway. And there's a log parking, you know, you see some log fence around the parking area there and a little signage. Hard to miss us there. We're kind of across the river from the Smoke Jumper base at that spot.
Yeah, there you go.
And we'll be, you know, working with the kids on fly tying, casting, entomology, you know, identifying these bugs that we're tying and that we're fishing, showing them what Rob's got going there with planting some of this riparian growth. And they will even get a chance to kind of do some of that themselves, all of these things. And I'll be working with myself and Sarah from Metahow Fishing Adventures and Kevin and his folks from North Cascades Fly Fishing. And we'll just be doing what we can to kind of pass on some of the knowledge about all of the above to the kiddos.
That's
I believe
cool.
It's kind of in that 9 to 14 range, but just call Twist Works and check with Sarah. She's got all the info on that one.
Okay. Well, we'll find out for sure. And we'll talk about it more too.
Yeah.
But then the following week is
National Fishing Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be at the National Fish Hatchery that day. And I'll be down there helping out with some of the folks from the Fly Club, from the fish hatchery there. And we'll be at their cool little natural Lunker Pond back there. It's got grass around it. It's a real pretty spot. And the kids can sling some lines in there and potentially catch, you know, either a giant fatty. They can take home their fish or maybe even one that's tagged
and
win a prize.
And when we're talking fatty, they're gigantic.
I think there's a few of those left in there that are up in that almost 10-pound range.
Yeah.
We did kind of lose some of them over winter. Oh. Maybe made an otter or two fat and happy back there. But,
otters,
you know,
otters deserve to make a
living. It's the natural cycle of life, right? But I'm pretty sure I remember seeing at least a handful of those big guys swimming around in there. And that's kind of how it should be, you know?
Yes.
You get like a 1 in 10 or 15 chance of that giant one. It shouldn't be 10 or 15 of those giant ones.
It's always fun to see the kid that catches one of
those. Oh, man. Yeah, I love the smiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, come on out to one or both. We'd love to see you there. Or if you need any fishing tips or want to book a trip, just check me out at flyfishersproshop.com. You can listen to the report weekly, or you can send me an email at metahowfishingadventures@gmail.com, or just give me a call at 509-429-7298. Take care of one another. Remember, water is sacred, and get that fish right on.
You got good bait. I'm going fishing. Mama going fishing. Baby going fishing too.